a light, a flashlight, a flag, and well, they'd do that like if they wanted, like if somebody's car broke down or something, they wanted to flash, it was dark, and they didn't have no lights, and they'd make like, let's see what they call that. I don't know, but my father used to make those, you'd take a flannel rag and roll it up tight, 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 and you pass it an old collage, an old coffee pot. You know what you call a Greg? It's a coffee pot. And you pass it through the spout. See, you pull your wick, let's call it a wick, and you got it rolled up tight, tight, and you pull your wick down through that spout. You leave it sticking out about 2 inches. But in the meantime, you soak that, you fill that coffee pot, that old coffee pot, full of coal oil. Or you could use, Papa used to use coon grease. And that would make an all night long torch. You see that soaking in that oil, or coal oil,
or
gasoline.
A flam. Flambeau,
never. Something like that.
Okay. Now, some of the tools that y'all had around the house to drive nails, you had
That was a hammer.
Okay.
A crowbar.
Okay.
A hatchet.
And you, to carry heavy things around, you'd use a...
To carry heavy things around?
A wheel bar,
yeah.
Say you need to keep your axe sharp. What did your father have to keep his axe sharp?
He had what we'd call it the old-time grindstone. It was a big old wet rock, made out of rock. Big wheel-like. Just like a bicycle. Papa had one, and he had it upstairs. I told you that old house upstairs, it had a porch upstairs, and that's where he kept his grindstone.
And then for his own knife?
Knives, well, yeah, he had a broken one, you know, maybe. Or you bought one, you'd buy them about 2.5 inches wide and about 10 inches long to sharpen his personal knives.
What sort of knives did he keep around? Would he carry one on him all the time?
Oh, in his pocket, yes. He had always had a good skinning knife, muskrat knife, and he always kept it. I had his after he died, but some of my grandkids borrowed it and never did bring it back. Yeah, he always did keep his pocket knife in his pocket. Papa never did carry it for weapons or nothing like that, but we never had to do that.
Something they would put wood in when they were going to cut it.
That was saw dogs. No,
okay, well, did you ever see ones that were X-shaped, you know?
Yeah.
And they
put a log across, made just like that.
Yeah, what are these? These are called...
My little boy made that. He called
jacks,
it...
Jacks,
we call it a paspak to that, but that ain't what the... Saw dogs, I believe they call them a saw.
Yeah.
Saw something, but anyway, whatever they are, when you want to saw a log, you'd put it across there and you'd saw until it almost break off, and then you'd saw all your blocks off.
Now, if you had a wagon and 2 horses, the long wooden piece that went down between them.
Tongue.
And a buggy had, you back the horse.
Shafts.
Okay, now, about the wheel of the wagon, you had the...
axle.
Okay, and then that fit onto the, what fit onto that? Your wheel started squeaking, you had to...
Then you had to grease the axle, you had to... the spokes, if the spokes would break, that was bad.